Concerns raised by neighboring property owners of a proposed development on Bridge Street West were brought to staff at the County of Lennox and Addington, but the proposal town staff made was ultimately denied. Bash Developments has proposed a residential subdivision with 138 single detached dwellings, 124 townhouse dwellings, and mixed-use buildings consisting of 10 live-work units. The development would include the creation of new roads, park space, and stormwater management ponds. Residents were mainly concerned about the increase of traffic in the area. At a public meeting last month, three residents brought up the concerns of their own and their neighbors. Those who spoke also noted they bought their homes realizing there may be future developments, but were only expecting they would be low density. County staff ultimately decided the layout as proposed is the most technically feasible from a traffic management perspective. Michael Nobes with the town's Growth and Infrastructure Services Department explained the proposals staff made and the outcome of their meetings with county staff.
We've had a few conversations with the county transportation staff about potentially reorienting roads and making new connections to Cherrywood to alleviate new connections to Bridge Street. There's significant resistance around that. We proposed a number of mitigation measures, but they're unfortunately not willing to accept any new connections and intersections south of what has been shown. So we've really done as much as we can to try to mitigate those concerns that were brought up. But unfortunately, given what the class of that road will be, they're not supportive of any new connections to essentially reroute traffic from that subdivision's south end to put those that traffic onto Cherrywood from that southerly area. So unfortunately, we weren't able to see any changes there with the county.
Nobes noted that residents are welcome to provide their input at any time.
Staff are always open to receiving comments up until the time at which an application is brought back to council. I would encourage any residents to send any comments to developmentservices@greaternapanee.com. So that is goes to a number of staff. So we'll be sure that we get eyes on it and that we can provide pertinent responses to the resident ahead of any recommendation meeting. But any comments that come into that email address will be included on any future council agendas where staff are making any recommendations regarding applications. So I would encourage any residents to send to that email address.
Nobes mentioned when staff were looking to bring the matter back to council.
We'll make sure that those comments are captured and included on council agenda when we bring this back for a recommendation. We're targeting an April 8th, so the next meeting of council, bringing it back for a recommendation. From a technical perspective, we've reviewed everything and the comments that were brought up during that public meeting. We have responses to those, and we'll build that into our recommendation report. But any comments that do come in, we'll strive to get responses directly to those residents ahead of that meeting, so they at least can see that and ask any further back and forth questions.
Staff also asked the developer to add additional buffering on the north side of Bridge Street West, and that they seek authorization from landowners on the south side of Bridge Street West to add plantings on their properties. This would help address concerns related to headlights entering into dwellings and provide a visual buffer with the new development and an existing development on the south side of Bridge Street West. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.